Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast, where we talk to successful entrepreneurs that have launched and can tell you their story so that you can continue to grow on your journey to success, because we all go in a different way and a different path. And we've got an amazing guest on here, Aria here, and she went in several different directions and then ended up where she is, because that's how life is. It's not, we all think, hey, it's a straight line to success, and it's not. There's lots of up and downs, there's lots of curves, and there's lots of opportunities to give up, but she stayed on the path and found her calling, found what she truly loves to do. And you will see it, for those of you guys on the YouTube channel, when she talks about the things she loves to do, she lights up like a bright light. There's that big smile right there, and you will see that happen as we go through the process, and that's one of the things we talk about. So Aria, you have a very unique background, because you were like, I'm going down this path, then I'm going to shift over here, and then here. Tell everybody, because you have that unique path of where you went in different directions and then came back and found your passion. Walk everybody through that process a little bit from start to finish on your journey to success.
Okay, so hello, I'm Aria, and I am a holistic health coach certified with a background in psychology, and I'm also an astrologer. So the way that this all kind of worked out was, when I was younger, I kind of dealt with a lot of different types of generational trauma that were hindering my ability to become my best self in life. And I never really knew what I wanted to do until my mid-20s. So I was always kind of lost and very much so clouded by my own traumas that were holding me back. And a lot of it was my subconscious mind. So with that being said, I was kind of unable to really connect to my intuition, which made it difficult for me to connect to my purpose. And the more
So just use the term there. So let's just help the users with that.
Connection to my intuition. Okay. Because my nervous system was so in survival mode for so long that I couldn't decipher the difference between intuition and fear. So, yeah, that was kind of just running the show. And
essentially, but a lot of people have that. A lot of people have that, right? Like, and they don't know that they're actually in fear versus doing the things that they should be doing.
Exactly. And that's why I'm here to help. And so the more I've always been called towards psychology, and it goes through generations. My grandma, my sister, many other people in my family have been very into psychology and have gotten their degree in it, which I did as well. After that, I realized, okay, I could either go to get my master's and become a therapist, or I could kind of follow my intuition, because I was doing a lot of the mindfulness work, the breath work, the meditation. I was doing my own healing to try to get my intuition to be a little louder. And I did a lot of the healing work. I went to a lot of different coaches and mentors and classes, and I kind of was able to find my path and my voice. And through that and through my psychology degree, I decided to follow my intuition and just take the entrepreneurial route. And I'm so grateful I did, because it's a gift, and I'm very able to help everyone that I've wanted to help in my own way, instead of like in a therapeutic environment. It's more of like a normal life environment. So I really enjoy it.
Well, and like, because you're like on opposite sides of the spectrum, right? We got like astrology over here, and you got like science over here.
And I mix it all.
And you're like pulling them both together.
So yeah.
How did that, like, allow yourself to do, because I think that's one of the biggest things. You're like, no, I'm a psychologist. It's deep rooted in my family. It goes all the way back for generations. And then being able to be like, okay, I'm gonna break free.
And honestly, that's kind of like where you look at Western and Eastern medicine now today. A lot of Western medicine is go to the doctors, they're going to prescribe you something to just calm down your symptoms. No one's really getting to the root of these symptoms and why our body is reacting to certain environments or certain substances and certain experiences. And a lot of Eastern medicine is connected also to nature. That's kind of where it derives from. So when you're looking at Eastern medicine, you're looking at nature, and we ourselves are nature. We're 90 or 70 something, 90 something percent water, and, or 97% water. And the rest of us is just elements, molecules, and atoms. So it's kind of we've been outsourcing our power and our wellness because that's just what we've been taught recently over the last 100 years or so. So the more we connect and we can mix both medicines, I'm not saying Western medicine is bad at all. I do think it's a necessity for certain cases. But the more we can look within and at nature for the guidance that we need, if it's that type of, if you're in that certain circumstance, then I think that it's going to make it a lot easier for us to heal ourselves rather than looking for healing outwards. And I mixed both astrology and psychology because, you know, astrology actually has it's got a bit of a negative perspective. Astrology is deeply misunderstood. It's not fortune telling, and it's an ancient psychological and energetic framework that helps us understand ourselves and our cycles and our evolution as well. So we're made of the same elements of the stars, and we are in the cosmos embodied in a way. So humanity has lost touch with nature and our intuition through different things that keep us safe, like our ego, power, control, dopamine. And astrology kind of just helps us remember that there's something much greater out there than just us. But because it's looked at so negatively nowadays, it's kind of unfortunate that we've lost that connection to something so much bigger than us. But
Yeah,
there's so much more to astrology too than just your sun sign as well. There's so much depth. There's a birth chart that is a snapshot of the sky, which is what I work with, which was what I was reading everyone's at that totality event. And it turns skeptics into believers when I talk to them about their childhood traumas, how their parents were, the way that their deep subconscious blockages in their mind that they don't even realize are there until I'm like, hey, does this happen to you? And they're like, how did you know that? And I use my scientific tools and then I just whip out my astrological tool if they're up for it. Some
right.
people, you know, aren't, and they just want to stick to just like the psychological aspect. But I like to do the mind, body, and soul healing. So I kind of just mix it all into one because all of them are very much so, they do go hand in hand.
Yeah, you can't just treat the symptom, right? You got to treat the root cause, and too many people just
Exactly.
want that treat the symptom thing
Exactly.
versus what it is. So yeah, and it was pretty funny. We met at the Final Percent event out there in Seattle. And you were doing that for all those people, and then you asked me for my birthday and all of that. And full disclosure to everybody on here, the response was, "You're complicated." And I
Yeah.
was
There were so many layers to that, and I was like, oh my goodness. This one's got a lot of depth.
He's
And then
like,
I was like gassed out because I had just read like over 20 people's mini little readings, and then you go come here with this very complicated chart, and I'm like, Q, you gotta give me a minute.
and then it became the big joke of the event because then everybody wanted to know. I was like, yes, I know I am complicated. Like, people think
Yes.
they figured me out, but I am complicated. So I'm glad you proved me right, right? And everybody's like, oh, I know what he's about. I was like, ah, you don't, but it's okay. You guys can all believe
No,
that.
there's so much more to you than meets the eye. That's for sure.
So as you've been doing this work, because some people are going to receive it well and some people aren't going, like you said, like they only want one or the other. How have you been able to open people's minds and allow that, sort of to bring both sides together like that for people so that you can sneak in the astrological stuff sometimes into people so that they like start to open their minds. Like, what's been one of the biggest tools you've used to get people to open up their minds?
So a good way is where I just simply ask them, I don't know anything about these people, and I just simply I'm like, can I just show you something? And then I get their information and I'm just like, okay, this you can have this in your healing or not. I personally it's a map of your entire existence on this earth, and I can help you through it, and we can also move through different transits too, as to look at where all the planets are and how they're affecting you. But let me just look at this, and I'm gonna give you 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. I'll show you what I see, and you can either like it and use it, or we could just not use it at all. Most clients end up wanting to use it, and most, and some of them are skeptical, and some of them aren't. And some of them are like, I love this stuff, let's do this. And the skeptics usually end up loving it by the end, and because there's so much more to just astrology than just like your sun sign. And I could totally understand why people look at it as just like woo woo or just not, dependable for healing, but it's incredibly useful in this life. And I'm just excited and happy to see that it's been coming up more with people and their healing modalities. But yeah, I just kind of just I let them know, healing isn't about perfection. It's about awareness and alignment and coming home to yourself, and whatever tools that you can use in life that kind of guide you there, why not try them?
Yeah. Well, I think you did that. It's like that curiosity thing, right? You were like,
Yeah.
well, let me just see if you like this. And then people were like, all right, like they'll do the head turn like I just did.
Yeah.
They'll do like the head turn, and then you read it, you're like, oh wait, there's something there, right?
Because yeah, and a lot of the times I won't even bring up the astrology. I'll just ask them about their life and where they feel like they're lacking and where they feel like they may need some assistance and what they're not happy with, essentially. And then, we'll talk about it and get to the root cause. So I do the talk therapy, I do the somatic therapy with the body as well, so because our bodies keep score of all of our traumas and all of our situations that go on within it, and that causes dis-ease, which is disease. And so you got to kind of use all three modalities: body healing, mind healing, and soul healing. So first I start with the mind, and then I go with the body, and then I'll bring in the astrology, because I'll tell them, listen, this is what your chart says, and this is where you're telling me your issue is, and this is just a essentially a karmic loop that you need to heal from that's keeping you back from evolving into a better version of yourself that can actually hear your intuition and hear your purpose, so you don't have to live these lives of not enjoying your time here as much as you possibly could be because you're working a job that you hate, or you can't you have addictions, or you have really, really unfortunate traumas from your childhood that are holding you back. And all of these come out and they show on the chart as well, but I bring that in last.
So you know all these things about people, but you can't tell them because they're not ready for it, right? So you gotta like drip it on them, like here's a little bit, and see what they can take.
Yeah, essentially, most of my clients want the astrology part. So it's not that I have to kind of drip anything. I bring in the astrology last, but first I do the talk therapy, and I ask them where they're lacking and what their situations are in life and what they would like to see differently. And then I bring in the astrology, and I'm like, okay, well, this is correlating with this. So you're on the right path, but your chart shows you where you need to evolve from. So use our tools and let's get this moving. And let's also do the breath work, the meditation, the journaling, everything to reprogram your subconscious mind of anything that's holding you back, or any scarcity mindsets or fears or, patterns that just don't serve you, or that
Okay.
version of you that has everything that they want in life so they can move forward.
Yeah. So you've gone through the journey yourself, and like I know when I coach people, like I can see where they're gonna end up before they do. And that was sort of what I was saying with that. Like you're like, all right, I see all these things over here. May not have told me these things, so I gotta ask these questions, and then we'll get to where you need to be. So, especially, what would you say to young women that have gone through, you said you had a lot of childhood trauma and all of those things that have that, how can they start their journey to finding, their true calling, as you said it?
What I would tell young women, I would definitely tell them that it's okay to not be okay. And that's the first step to realizing that this is not a reality that I want to be in anymore. It's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to ask for help. Because without our community, without the people around us helping us and being a mirror to us to show us where we're lacking and say, like, that is not okay. That's not a that, you know, that's not a normal feeling. We should look into this. Yeah, I think that we just all need a little bit of help, and realizing that is probably the best first step. And looking into why, instead of looking at life as to, like, why is this happening to me? Or how could this happen to me? It's more of like, why is this happening to me? You know, there's a lesson in everything at the end of the day. There's always a lesson in it. And it's if you're attracting the same people over and over again, they're reflecting a wound to you. If you're attracting a situation over and over again, they're reflecting a wound to you that needs healing. And the only way to stop these patterns is by going within to your subconscious mind and reestablishing it and reframing these thoughts and creating the newer neural pathways.
I think that's huge right there. You know what you just said, like number one, reframing it from why is it happening to what am I supposed to learn from this, or what is it trying to teach me? Because you know, I don't know how many times like we bang our head against the wall because we keep repeating the same situation. We're like, but it, and then it happens again, and you're like, I thought I did it different this time. Like, why is it keep happening? You know, and being able to do that. So what is one of your favorite stories about a client or somebody that you've helped, like see that transformation in them? Because I know that's why you're in it. Like when you talk about that, I see you light up, like with the people you help and getting them through that process. So tell us about, and you don't have to name the person, but just tell us about the situation and the outcome and what really, you know, filled you up from that experience.
Yeah, I'd love to. So, with that experience, specific client story that really makes my heart just sing, was about my client who had a wound of healing her inner child. So if we're not connected to our inner child, or our inner child did not feel safe growing up in any way, shape, or form, we're going to feel stunted in a way subconsciously. It's not going to allow us to, it's just going to keep replaying within our b minds subconsciously, but also start to create the same patterns in our realities as well. So if your inner child isn't healed, or she was scared, or she was hurt, or she was traumatized, or he, you're going to constantly live in survival mode. And you're going to, your body and your mind are going to come up with a way to keep you safe in ways that you don't even need to be that way anymore. So, my client was very disconnected from her femininity and self-worth due to her early traumas as a child, certain things that children should never go through. She was about 46 when she came to me, and she was very overly masculine, emotionally numb, and struggled with confidence. And she also struggled with her sexuality in a way. And she just didn't feel feminine, but she wasn't bisexual, she wasn't, you know, gay or anything. She was married to a man who fully wanted her. And it's just her who felt very unsafe intimately. And so there are so many ways to heal your inner child, and she really did the best possible thing by being so open to this process and allowing me to guide her through it, and doing all of the journaling, the guided meditations I would put her through, where we would kind of go back into her subconscious, almost like a little bit of hypnosis, but it's a little bit of like EMDR therapy as well. We would work a lot on her creativity, because if you know about the chakra systems, there's a creation chakra that's right underneath your belly button, where you also create children from. So it's your feminine essence and your creativity energy is very much so one. So we worked on those things, and we kind of just guided her into balancing out her masculine feminine energy, because everyone has both. So once one, when one is a little too masculine, which means she's very guarded, she doesn't feel connected to her intuition, her feminine essence. She's not able to be that soft woman that she is. And so we essentially just kind of like, I helped remind her of her power as a woman. And it was a really beautiful process because we all need that. And we all have so many traumas and so many things that keep us from being balanced in that area, that the more we're able to heal these things, the better we can become as humans, partners, and siblings, and just people in this world. But yeah, it was really nice to see her blossom like a flower after our 6 months together. You could just see her brighten up. She was in alignment. She felt like so much flow. She felt magnetic. And she started to really open up with her husband. And it was just really, it's a very special job to have. And I love that I could help her heal her inner child through that. Because we all need to heal our inner children. And it's a grueling process at times, because there's a lot of tears, and you're really connecting to that younger version of yourself that was very scared as a kid. But it's very necessary.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great journey. And right there at the end, we could see you like light up just as you were like, as she came into her femininity and she was able to, blossom, as you said, into the true woman that she is. And I know that's hugely rewarding for you to see that in the end of that process, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I'm here. I want to help people with all of that stuff. So
Yeah.
it's very rewarding.
So now you mentioned journaling a couple times on here, and that's definitely a big key for a lot of people. So talk a little bit about like why is it important for people to write things down, not necessarily type it, but like write it down at, during that process. What does that allow them to do?
So journaling for me and many other people, I'm sure, is so imperative to healing, because it gets all of the junk in your brain out and onto paper, and you're kind of analyzing it and you're processing it as you write. So then it kind of, you're able to see it so much clearly and feel what you're supposed to feel. Because a lot of us, when we feel things, we just feel it and it's just, that's it. With journaling, it allows us to observe our thought process and our feelings without attaching. And then being able to be like, okay, this works, this doesn't, and I needed to get rid of that. So it kind of just like levels everything out and makes it a very clear playing field for you to see what you need to work on and what's next. And just also, it's a huge release too. So there's so many different formats too of journaling.
Yeah, so do you just tell people just grab something, start writing each
Oh no,
morning
I
or
do
each
like
night?
guided journalings. Well, I'll put them
Okay.
through a guided meditation, and then where we'll go to wherever we need to go, and then I'll have them journal about what came up for them afterwards. Sometimes I have them journal first, few sentences, go through the guided meditation, journal afterwards what else came up, and then we kind of map it all together and see where we can go from there.
Okay. Awesome. So everybody listening on here sort of thinking about that is one of the biggest things, right? There's really some scientific studies. It's not typing, because a lot of people nowadays with their phones, they're like, oh, I just type it on here, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah,
And
it is and it's not. I
if
do
you
that.
saw if, wait, if you saw her reaction on YouTube, she just went, no, that totally is not right, because like she pulled back and everything like that. So tell them exactly why. And I knew it wasn't correct, but I wanted to just allow you that reaction. So share with them why it's not exactly the same thing.
The act of writing it out is very sacred. It's a release. It's a release. If it sits in your phone and you're just sitting there. Obviously, I do this when, if like I don't have a piece of paper or a pen with me, but I'm very intentional, and that's a lot about doing the work, is being intentional with it. And at times, when you're just on your phone you're not, it's just not, there's not a lot of intention behind it. And I kind of want the phones out of the way. I want the screens out of the way. I want all the dopamine out of the way. Let's focus. So yeah, why not like use things that like we've been using for years? I think that it's plus paper, wood, all nature. Let's do it.
And there's some scientific principles actually from getting it to
Of
your
course,
brain
from the
through your
brain, you're
hand.
actually releasing it. You're releasing it completely.
And it's not the same as typing it with your thumbs. And that we're doing that for those of you guys not on YouTube and not being able to see it. Like we're like typing with our thumbs and writing with our hands, even though it's all different. But any which way on there. So, but yes, that is a huge benefit for that. So as you see people start to open up, because you know, since we had a conversation out there in Seattle, like then I get these newsletters, all of a sudden it talks about some of the famous scientists from, you know, back in the day. Like they also were astrologists at the same time. And I had never known that. And I'm sure you've known that from your studies, but like some of the most famous physicists out there have done that. And then, like you said, it got unfortunately taken a different direction by some people. Like people just think if they read the newspaper, they know what's going to happen in their life, right? That section.
I don't believe in the daily horoscopes for on newspapers or anything like that. That's just a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo.
Right. So how do you combat that? Like, you know, how, is it a re-education of people?
If they're open to it, I will share. But a lot of people, I just let them. Sometimes people are, it's not their path in this life to be open to that. Their journey is somewhere completely different, and I can respect that. If someone, to me, honestly, maybe I'm not supposed to say this, but if you don't believe in astrology, I think you're kind of dumb. Like you're closing your mind off to be like you're thinking so highly of yourself as a human when we are literally not like we were chimps. How long ago? We had, there's so much to think of us as just the all-knowing and all be it or whatever is very, very, very ignorant when the stars and the planets have been around us for much longer, or not even around us, they have been around for so much longer. And there could be a nuclear bomb, God forbid, but like, you know what's still gonna be here? The stars. So and I've never seen a birth chart that did not make sense. There's oh, it's always going to make sense. So,
And you've
and
done thousands of them.
thousands, thousands. And every time you look at, like you said, physicists and, you know, philosophers and scientists, they everyone uses it. And there's a saying in astrology that billionaires use astrology, millionaires don't. And I've seen that actually come true. Like I've seen that within people in my life where who know billionaires and they have an astrologer and they move with the transits and they're like, okay, when should I put this out? When should I put this out? And it's honestly genius. But a lot of it is often who else was it? A few of my clients who are getting their PhD. She's getting her PhD in psychology right now. And she keeps telling me that all of her what are they called? All of her they're not teachers, but they're
Hellos or
supervisors and teachers and all of them. She's like, they all keep telling me that they're into astrology, they're into Reiki, they're into just all quantum physics and energy thing, energy modalities and like that. So it's not so much that people aren't interested in it, it's that society as a whole kind of looks at it like it's not that exciting, but like the people who have a brain and they see the power in it, and I think that's super awesome. And yeah, like I said, if people don't respect it, then that's their journey. It's not really my job to change their mind, because I know that the people who are going to be my clients are going to feel intuitively that I'm here to help them and with whatever tools I can possibly use.
okay, awesome. And I think as people open their minds to different things and different opportunities, right, then it starts a whole process. Some people are just nervous about what they're going to find out about themselves and not necessarily the other person. It's like, ooh, we're going to open that door. I've been bolting that one shut for years because I don't want to go deep.
And those are the people that need the most help.
Usually.
So it's a lot of the times we're scared, like you said, scared of opening that door of to because a lot of the time you have to heal if you see it, or else it just gets bigger and bigger within you and you'll crash out.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't even get a choice. Like my friends just like tricked me, and then they were like, thought I was going to a party, and they're like, "Nope, you're gonna learn how to meditate." I was like, "I'm here for a party." They're like, "No, you're gonna learn how to meditate, and we're gonna do regression therapy on you, and all these things." So sometimes you just have friends that are gonna, kick you into the
Those
right
are
mindset.
great friends. Did that actually happen to you?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! You, that's amazing. You have such good friends around you.
At the time, I was unsure. I had applied it. We'll chat about that another time. But yes, like I got tricked into learning how to do all these things, but I definitely was not open to these things. And like they're like, "You're gonna learn this." And
Yeah.
sometimes we need that from a third party.
Yeah, because the more you face your traumas, the more you can become in alignment with the version of you that has it all. Because you
Yeah.
become so magnetic. And when your intuition, I strongly believe that your intuition is your direct connection to God. And when God can speak through, you're able to, or the universe, whatever you guys want, when you can hear those words and that guidance, you're able to live a life that actually means something to you and not one that you just don't enjoy.
Yeah. And I joke around just on that story, like people don't know they've got the 800-pound gorilla sitting on their chest, and then all of a sudden something happens and you're like, "Ooh, I feel so much lighter," right? Like, and you can't
Exactly.
explain that to people. They have to like go through it.
Exactly. It's a very special, deep process that allows you to really like release things that you didn't even know you were holding on to. And a lot of the time, the weight will shed, people's skin clear up, people's hair starts growing back. A lot of like ailments and illnesses start to disappear because you're no longer in survival mode, which means you're no longer inflamed. So it's very important to move all of the energy throughout your body and heal everything.
And if you guys want to learn more about this and dive deeper, she will definitely do your reading. I like she did mine, Arya did mine, and I'm complicated, so hopefully you people out there are not as complicated.
We can deal
Yep.
with complicated too. It's just,
Yeah.
you needed a longer session.
Yes, I did. I'm unique like that. So doing that, we're definitely going to put all her contact information below and in the show notes for you guys so that you guys can schedule an appointment. And before we wrap up this episode, because we're going to dive deeper, I think we'll go down that journey of releasing the 800-pound elephant off your chest, or gorilla, as I like to call it, right? On the Inside Podcast here in a couple minutes. Is there any last tidbits, any last pieces of information you want to share with our audience here today that are looking at, getting into the entrepreneur space and going through that, as I call it, the entrepreneur roller coaster that's allowed you to keep going through life?
Yeah, I think keep faith, always remember where you came from, and follow the intuitive nudges and put in the work.
What
That's all I've got.
was an
An
intuitive nudge you got in life?
intuitive nudge, go into psychology. Don't get your master's, go into the entrepreneurial route. And I wouldn't, if I was wondering and catastrophizing the whole time of like, what am I going to do next? What am I going to do next? Instead of being present and handling what's in front of me now, taking it step by step, then I wouldn't be where I am today.
I think that's huge advice, right? Being present and just taking the next step, because everybody's like, "Well, I want to be here," but they're missing all the opportunities here. They
Yeah.
don't see.
There's so much to be handled in the present moment and listening to how your body reacts to all of these ideas and at deciphering if it's fear or intuition.
So if you want to learn the difference between fear and intuition, definitely reach out to Aria. She's going to walk you through that process. She's going to get you all set up there. We're going to hop on the Inside Podcast. We're going to go a little deeper onto releasing that pressure off your chest that you don't even know you have. So we'll see you on the Inside Podcast. For all of you out there, just remember, keep taking one more step, one more action to help you launch into success. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? subscribe to the Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the Launch Button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the Launch Button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.